The views expressed on AM360 by the host, hostesses, or guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Share Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific and personal medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to consult an advisor for your specific circumstances.
You are part of our 600,000 listening level, American Muslim 360.
That's interesting.
Assalamu alaikum. This is American Muslim 360 radio broadcast.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Malik Yawmiddin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
American Muslim 360 is
too legit, too legit to quit.
We will never quit. American Muslim 360, your number one Muslim radio station.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at cwsconline@gmail.com. That's cwsconline@gmail.com. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
You're listening to America Muslim 360, Believer Supported Radio. Assalamu alaikum. This is Rajia Mukman with Al Mukminun Islamic Center, asking you to become a contributing supporter of CWSC and AM360 at the most popular giving level of just $9.99 per month. Visit cwsc.us today to make your tax-deductible gift or call in your pledge at 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world. Thank you.
This is Mukhtar Muhammad, Executive Director for the CWSC and host of the new weekly CWSC Building the Community Life Seminar. And I'm inviting you to join me Monday mornings right here on AM360.org for a discussion designed to help communities nationwide on operational issues such as resource identification and management, organization, group decision making, structure, transparency, accountability and responsibility, and a whole lot more. This weekly seminar will air at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll be inviting in periodically special guests and also inviting your comments live on air, as well as asking you to send in your comments via info@cwsc.us. You can tweet us at CWShura, Facebook us, or leave a listener comment on the CWSC comment line at 910 317-317-317-0297. Our principal seminar references will include Al-Quran, Hadith, the commentary of Imam Dr. Waqifuddin Muhammad, may Allah grant him the paradise, and the CWSC website at cwsc.us, and the text along with his blog, Genesis of New American Leadership. I look forward to hosting the seminar and having our lively discussion. Join us this Monday coming at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Imam Dr. Askia Muhammad, and I want to talk to you about something that strikes at the very core of our family and community life. It's something that can stay hidden in homes and in communities for years, regardless of faith or religion or socioeconomic status. I want to talk to you about domestic abuse, violence against women in general, as well as the broader underlying issue of respect for women that the Me Too movement addresses, and that helped us to see an even deeper and systematic long-standing disrespect of women at many levels of our society, from the stockroom to the boardroom. To see real change, though, and to help move these injustices out of the dark and into the light, we're going to need you and me, or a We Too movement, in which we say no more. We must also be willing to admit that the problem can exist even in your or my community. So talk to your imam and other counselors. Hold workshops in your community. Invite experts to learn more and talk about it in individual conversation. We want respect for our mothers, wives, daughters, sisters, and all the women in our society. And that means equal protection and equal respect for their intellect, their work, and their total person. So what are you willing to do? A public service message from the CWSC and AM 360.
Ah, yes. Assalamu alaikum, guys. Peace be upon you. This is Martha Naila Abdullah, one of the gracious hosts here on American Muslim 360. And I am so happy to be able to share this moment with you. It is the end of the year, and we're asking you to join us with the end of the year telethon. You can go to cwsc.us and press on the blue button. That's the donate button. It is a confidential site. Help us reach our $10,000 goal. This is a tax-deductible contribution. Now, our most recurring and the most popular amount is $9.99 a month, or 33 cents a day. And that amount, based on all of us doing our part, will ensure our intelligentsia is strong and ready to remake the world. You can mail your contribution.
Assalamu alaikum. God's peace be with you. You're listening to American Muslim 360 Radio Network at am360.org on the dial. This is Mukhtar Muhammad, Executive Director for Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC, the parent corporation for American Muslim 360, and we welcome you to either our live programming or podcast, where we feature encore best of the best pre-recorded programming. We invite you to visit us at cwsc.us to view our live programming and podcast schedule and our calendar of events. For either live or podcast programming, you can stream at am360.org or dial 701-719-4197. Again, that's 701-719-4197. any hour of the day or night to enjoy 24-hour quality programming. For our live broadcasts, you can be part of the conversation in real time and share your opinion directly with the host or guest and audience. Just listen for call-in information during our live programming. We ask that you refrain from calling in while you're behind the wheel driving, even if you're using a hands-free device. We want you to be safe. Once you've pulled over or arrived at your destination, we welcome you to call into our studio. When it comes to our podcast, over the years we've produced thousands of episodes with timeless knowledge applicable to the human condition. And although an episode may have been produced in the distant or near past, the knowledge shared is just as vital now as it was when it was recorded live. But we have to update you with our latest contact information and on how you can become a friend of the station and CWSC and help keep us the place where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. So grab a pen and paper or your smartphone to take down some important information. If you want to leave us a listener comment, or maybe you've got a programming idea you'd like to share, and we hope you do, here's how. You can email us at info@cwfc.us. That's info@cwfc.us. You can also record a comment on our listener comment line at 910-317-0297. Again, that's 910-317-0297. And we may even share your comment on air. You can send us a message on our website, cwfc.us. We're also on Facebook, and we ask that you like our page. Just look for Community Wide Shura Conference. Shura is spelled S-H-U-R-A-A. Again, S-H-U-R-A-A. That's Community Wide Shura Conference. And share our Facebook page with your friends. Tweet us at CWShura. You can also find us on Google+. And the LinkedIn platforms. We also need your financial support, and it allows us to keep bringing you the quality programming you've come to depend on. And your support allows us to expand our Intelligentsia services. To make your tax-deductible gift, look for the blue donate button at the top of our homepages at cwfc.us. Make a one-time contribution or become a recurring contributor and help us know we have your support each and every month. And of course, you can cancel at any time. If you want to mail in a contribution, make your check or money order payable to CWSC, Inc., that's CWSC, INC, and send to Marina Village, M-A-R-I-N-A, Marina Village, 4905 34th Street South, number 185, St. Petersburg, Florida, 33711-4511. Again, that's Marina Village, spelled M-A-R-I-N-A, 4905 34th Street South, number 185, St. Petersburg, Florida, 33711-4511. Finally, you should know that our broadcasting center is part of a family of Intelligentsia components, from scholarships and historical preservation programs to National Speakers Bureau, Think Tank, Volunteer Human Resource Network, and more. Unlike any other radio station, AM360.org encourages you to engage with the group intellect on any number of issues affecting society. And we offer you the opportunity to become engaged in working with the group intellect to help address the issues you feel passionate about. While you're at cwfc.us, look for MCNRD. That stands for the Model Communities National Resource Directory. It's a catalog of persons from around the country, just like you and me, who've listed their knowledge, their skills, and expertise, and are willing to help communities anywhere in the country. Plus, you get a chance to meet new believers and work on issues together frequently without leaving the comfort of your home. And it's all possible because of the MCNRD and the 21st century technology that Allah has blessed us with. So keep listening, and we hope you'll register in the MCNRD, because together we can remake the world. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Kareem Hassan, station manager for American Muslim 360 Radio. You hear us say often that AM 360 is a place where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. We take that motto to heart daily as we strive to create the best shared freedom space for the group intellect to meet, converse, and even work together. But we're not perfect. AM 360 will always be a work of faith and progress, and that means we'll always need your voice to let us know how we can do this job better. So I'm pleased to announce that AM 360 has established an ombudsman office to hear directly from you so we can improve on what we're doing. Just visit cwsc.us and enter feedback into the search box at the top right home page, and you'll see the listener feedback form that connects you directly with the AM 360 Ombudsman. Go ahead, give it a try, and let us know what you like more of, what we're already doing great, and what we can do better. Thank you for being a loyal AM 360 listener, and remember, together we can remake the world. Assalamu alaikum.
Enjoying the program you're listening to and imagining being part of the solution? You don't have to imagine. Now, wherever you live, wherever you work, you can go beyond the dialogue and network with others committed to being part of the solution. CWSC and AM 360 connect you to the Model Communities National Resource Directory. Register your skills, knowledge, and abilities today at cwsc.us. Because words make people, but it will take people to remake the world.
See the full picture.
Feel the void.
Read the Muslim Journal.
Bringing humanity together.
It's news with truth.
It's journalism with understanding.
Each week, Muslim Journal features the latest headline stories. Get a fresh perspective on American politics with informative editorials on the news and stories that affect you and your community the most. Muslim Journal also features exciting reports from around the globe. Subscribe to the Muslim Journal and stay informed about the world we live in today.
See the full picture.
Subscribe to the Muslim Journal today.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Imam Mikhail Ukda, Assistant Imam of Masjid Al-Halim, New Medina, Mississippi, asking you to join me in supporting Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360. Make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or phone in your pledge 910-317-0297. Together, we can remake the world.
الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الكريم صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وبعد. Even our believers, you know, we say again in Al-Fatiha, صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. The path of those whom you have favored and not for those who have earned your anger and have gone astray. صراط الذين أنعمت نعمة. This is the favor. You know, we could say the life, the path, God. Because the path we're on Sirat al-Ladina is the light, right? Aren't you on the light? You follow the light? A life path, a life cycle? Well, I want the light, God, that you favor for me. I don't want the life that's being created by other people for me. This is important. Do you want to live? You don't want to die? No. Nobody gets up in the morning and says, it's a good day to die. Let me go see how I can kill myself. That's not a part of your psychology. You get up because you want to live. And you should want to live the life that God has designed for you to live. Well, I don't know that. That's what the Quran is for. Allahu Akbar. Now, Allah is not a liar. He is not a liar. He said, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ. Certainly, we have made the Quran very, very easy for you. And you're sitting there right now. Well, why have I been struggling all these years trying to get it? Let me change this to this way. And certainly we have made obedience very, very easy for you. Or, let's put it like this. And we have made eating very, very easy for you. What if I said it like this? And certainly we have made eating very, very easy for you. Is anyone who will be mindful? Do you like to eat? Is it hard? No, it's not. Even for the newborn baby. I've delivered them, so I know. And as soon as you put that baby up next to the breast, eyes closed, mouth moving. Sarah ain't been to no eating school, sucking school, manners school or nothing, but know exactly what to do, how to do it for nourishment. That's the ease that God gave for that appetite. Because it's obeying its created nature to want to live. And why does it want, how does it want to live? It has to feed in order to live. And if you don't feed it, what are you going to do? Rah! Rah! Feed me. Meow, feed me. It's baby language, but you understand it. Why? Because you feed it. But a soul has the same appetite. And it's crying out to be fed with what God has revealed. And if you begin to feed that soul, the muscles are going to grow. You're going to become stronger in your makeup. And it won't be hard. It will be very easy.
All right, dear listening audience, if you liked what you just heard, that is just a taste of what is presented here on American Muslim 360 broadcast. This is Martha Naila Abdullah, your host for this afternoon, as we are in the midst of our annual end of the year telethon 2019 for CWSC, the parent corporation of American Muslim 360. And the rest of the intelligentsia. Go to cwsc.us and you will see the blue donate button. Click on the blue donate button and you have a choice to make a one-time gift or contribute a recurring amount. Whatever you choose, we will be quite appreciative of your choice. And if you want to make a pledge, by all means, dial 910-317-0297, and someone will return your call. Or if you want to email us, then email us at info, that's I-N-F-O, at cwsc.us. And we'd like to hear from you, as you can tweet us at C-W-S-H-U-R-A-A, that's at, you know, the at symbol, that little A with the circle around it, yes, at CW Shura. or you can like us on Facebook. Tell your friends. That's Community-Wide Shura Conference. And you can visit us right here live now. We're here in the studio at American Muslim 360 Broadcast. You can dial 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Or you can continue to listen by way of am360.org. Or you can dial the 24-hour streaming number 701-719-4197. And just perhaps you missed tonight's or this week's presentation of the telethon, and you want to know what was shared, then you can listen to the podcast. When you click on the podcast by going to cwsc.us, then you can choose to select which podcast you'd like to re-listen to or listen to. We welcome you, and we want to hear your voice because our motto is, this is where your voice is protected and your intellect respected. We want you to participate in the group intellect in remaking our world. Now, if you're here with us, press 1 on your phone. If you want to make some comments, we welcome you all the time. Press 1 on your phone, and we will open your mic. We're going to continue to play some selections. We're here only for 1 hour, our last tally for the telethon at this point is 2725. That's $2,725. We want you to come into the fold with us and make this $10,000 goal be reached. We know it can happen. Well, we will continue tonight from 6 to 9 p.m. And then tomorrow morning, interesting enough, you will hear from Dr. Jamal Rashid, Imam Henry Hasib, Imam Adam Beya, Imam Yusuf Ramadan, Imam Kareem Hamid, Michael Hameen, Mahassan Abdul Salam, and perhaps Mark Shaheed, and L. Princess Aziz, and again from Manira Habil. Yes, a long cast for Thursday's presentation, as they will be participating with Remaking Our World by asking you to join us in our efforts to raise the $10,000 for the 2019 end of the year telethon. On behalf of CWSC, the rest of the board of directors and the advisors and AM360's host team and the senior management team and the CEO, we like for you to join us at any given time of the day. We say we're 24-hour streaming. You like music? Well, we offer Sakina sounds as well. Have you heard of Uncle Wu? Ah, well, let us present Uncle Wu to you, all right? We will share with you how Uncle Wu thinks of or how he presents AM 360. Oh, just stay with us and we'll be right back. But first, we'll play this presentation. All right? Thank you.
Now's the time to make your tax-deductible donation to keep the programs you care about strong for the coming year. It's easy. Just visit cwsc.us and click on the blue donate button today, or just call us at 910-317-0297. And thanks for listening. Assalamu alaikum.
All right, and we're still here, and we're going to bring forth Uncle Wu. Stay with us. All right. Not seeing Uncle Wu right this moment, but we will bring him in, and we'll continue to play certain excerpts, and then we'll bring Uncle Wu.
Stop the music.
There are so many of us, all we need is just to show each other that we appreciate each other. And we have the resources, moral resources, spiritual resources, intellectual resources. We have all the resources right here among ourselves to establish proper people and give them proper roles, fitting roles in our own community. And they will be good models, good supervisors for us. You all tell me that you're proud of me. You're happy now. You got an imam. You got a leader you can trust. I like to hear that. But I would feel much better if I saw you trusting each other too. Because I'm one. I can die anytime. You have to trust each other.
Assalamu alaikum. God's peace be with you. I'm Mukhtar Muhammad, Executive Director for the Community Wide Shura Conference, or CWSC, a national intelligentsia and the parent corporation for American Muslim 360. I'm inviting you to be my guest on a special series entitled Getting to Know the CWSC, and it'll be in place of our regularly scheduled Friday roundtable. But don't worry, Mark Shaheed will be back in the host seat the following Friday. Getting to Know the CWSC will air every 8 weeks. This new program will be a unique opportunity to hear directly from the executive director. It will be an in-depth discussion on the conceptualization and building the national intelligentsia to serve the group intellect. We'll take you inside our architecture, mission, vision, and guiding principles, and our family of intelligentsia components, including America Muslim 360. So stay tuned to hear more about Getting to Know the CWSC. I look forward to talking with you soon. Assalamu alaikum.
This is Imam Nazim Pasha of El Islam-Based Conversations and Financial Literacy Equals Financial Liberation. CWSC invites you to join the National Dawah Campaign and get the premier Dawah publication of the year. Hot off the press, we're pleased to offer the 2020 CWSC Limited Edition Remaking Our World Islamic History Calendar, a tribute to the leadership of Imam W.D. Muhammad. This beautiful publication is a 12-month wall calendar commemorating the leadership of Imam W.D. Muhammad and the history of an American Muslim community. This beautiful keepsake features Al-Quran and Hadith, the commentary of Imam Muhammad, Muslim, Christian, and Jewish holidays, the critically acclaimed contextual biography, Islam's Universal Beliefs, analysis of one of the most intriguing chapters in American Muslim and world history. And it marks the 10th anniversary of American Muslim 360 Radio Network. Purchase your limited edition copy today at cwsc.us. That's cwsc.us or order by phone at 910-317-0297. Remaking Our World Calendar 2020, chronicling the history of a community and an extraordinary legacy of leadership that brings America face-to-face with what Islam is and is not and what its presence means. But hurry, this limited edition Dawah publication will not last forever. Go to cwsc.us now. Together we can remake the world. Blessed 2020. Assalamu alaikum.
Hey, where you going? Don't hang up that phone. Stay tuned. We about to make it do what it do. Here with Uncle Wu, AM360. Because you can't stop this movement. AM360 is happening. Hey! Wally Ali, I'm remaking this song, buddy. Watch out now. You can't stop this movement. AM360 is happening. Stay tuned for the Uncle Wu Show, y'all. Live music. Open discussion. Students of Imam W.D. Muhammad. And other guests give you the correct picture. You got the conscious connector, Uncle Wu, and I do what I do. AM 360, check us out.
pocket. And then we have with us 434203. Assalamu alaikum, Imam.
Wa alaikum salam. Rakam to Allah. God's peace be upon you and all the listeners here at AM360 Radio. This is Imam Abdul Hakim Abdullah, CEO of AM360 Radio. And we are in the end of our year telethon. And I just want to kick back and while I'm still working. And I got the boss here and everything. I got the radio going. I just told you I'd be back in the afternoon. Let's get that money right, people out there. We need $10,000, and then we can go back to our regular programming. Sister Martha, you're doing an excellent job putting in a lot of hours. We got to have somebody kick it in with you. I'm going to sign off for now, but I will be listening. Thank you. As-salamu alaykum.
As-salam. You keep on trucking there, my dear brother. It's, everything is needed, right? All right, dear audience, you heard it. You heard it live right here on American Muslim 360 broadcast. I am Martha Naila Abdullah. Certainly, I am only one piece of the puzzle, one part of the group intellect. And certainly, my part, perhaps, is special, I might say. But you know what? It will be like a raindrop with no other drops. And how important would that be? It would be like one pebble of sand on a whole beach, and you probably won't even see it. It would be like having oxygen come in and not go out. That means if we inhale and don't exhale, guess what? We don't have a complete cycle. Then we're not really breathing. But CWSC and its documents, its governance, everything about what brought the minds to the table collectively was the interest to do something beyond what had been done before and placing all of our heart into this presentation made by Thomas Abdul Salam. And Almighty God bless him to present it in a manner that you could envision what he was bringing. So I'm going to share with you from Thomas Abdul Salam's word. If we will bring that up so you can hear Thomas and his voice. And, you know, you have to love the idea that when he got to where he could barely talk, he was still there. His spirit was vibrant. His intense delivery, you could feel it. So just listen to this, because he brought us to the point of asking the question about God. Yes. We would assume, okay, we're Muslim, we're Christian, we're religious, on whatever level that is. We know that there's a God. We understand there is a God. Yes, there's a God. Who doesn't believe in God? Even if we believe that the God that we believe in has allowed us as individuals to be in charge. If we believe that, to be in charge of everything and have no reverence for the God, that the God is so distant that we have to take things in our own hands and we have to be the all in all. If you believe that, well, Thomas posed a question on the study of God. And he wanted us to reflect on our own thinking and ask ourselves, how do we see God? How do we see God? Well, let's hear some of his words, all right? And this is titled, A Study of God. But before we do that, let's go to the vision. I believe that will be most appropriate right now. The vision of Thomas Abdul Salam.
As-salamu alaykum. This is Thomas Abdul Salam. And I would like to tell you about a program that we have on the radio called American Muslim 360. It comes on blogtalkradio.com Monday through Friday, 4-8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We have many segments, which we call, one is the Busu in El Islam, What's What in El Islam, Words on Islam, Quranic Reading, Hadith, as well as music from hip-hop artists and Muslims and non-Muslims alike, R&B, jazz, and some other things thrown in. At present, we're doing a segment on Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have a 12-part section going on, which we started just a couple of days ago. I'd like to encourage you to visit our site, AmericanMuslim360.ning.com, and join our social network. There you can also listen to American Muslim 360 Live, as well as American Muslim. We have two different radio programs. American Muslim 360 basically comes on 5 days a week. American Muslim right now, we mainly have it coming on Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and on Friday we use it to broadcast a Juma, a selected Juma around somewhere from around the country. If you or your community would like to have your Juma broadcast, all you have to do is contact us at AmericanMuslim360@yahoo.com, or you can go visit our social network site, AmericanMuslim360.ning.com, and you can send us a message and let us know when you would like to be on featured as the Juma of the week. We're actually trying to feature a Juma from the East Coast, one from the Central part of America, and then the West Coast. We're trying to do three Jumas in one day. But whichever one we can capture, that's what we're trying to do. Or if you would like to listen to the program, you can do it in many ways. You can first of all go to blogtalkradio.com/AmericanMuslim360, and you can then listen to us from your computer. You can download us to your iPod. You can also click the talk from that site. If you actually register on Block Talk Radio, you can then actually participate in our chat room, and we will be able to recognize you when you come up, and then we can get to know each other, because I see your registered name, your username come up often. You can also call into the station at 646-716-4478. Again, 646-716-4478. You can call into the station. You can listen live by telephone. You can also press 1 on your phone, and you can also come on and ask a question, make a comment based upon whatever we're talking about at that particular time. We welcome questions and comments all the time. Our goal is to present Islam in plain English. When we use Arabic words, we want to explain what those words mean. And we're also looking for guests. If you have something that you feel that will be of interest to the audience, again, contact us at AmericanMuslim360.com. .ning.com or AmericanMuslim360@yahoo.com. Either one of those. So if you know someone that would be interested as a guest, or you want to present a topic that you would like for us to explore, all by all means. We also have a long term goal, and that is to create a Muslim dedicated channel on Blog Talk Radio. Eventually, we'd like to raise enough money to purchase our own station or channel on Blog Talk Radio. Therefore, we'll be looking for hosts, producers, writers, reporters, in all kinds of areas, whether it's sports, politics, entertainment, all of the different array of areas that Muslims in America are involved in. We want to present a 360-degree perspective of Muslims in America. We're not beholden to one particular leader, group, or sect. We do not have a particular philosophy that we're trying to put forward. Clearly, I have come up under a particular community, and that community was Imam Wafadin Muhammad. I give you that up front, but I do not have an agenda that I'm trying to push. I want to bring the whole perspective of Islam to America so they can see it in their own, for their own self. I'm not trying to cover it. We have Muslims who are that follow various different schools of thought. Fine, no problem. Bring it. Allow the American public to see us in our full color. We have a large population of African Americans. We have a large population of second generation Muslims. We have Muslims that are in hip hop, Muslims that are in R&B. We have Muslims that are in politics. We have Muslims that are in sports. Whatever it is, we're trying to bring all of that to American Muslim 360. So if you're one of those and you'd like to be a part of this, by all means, contact us. Again, I am Thomas Abdul Salam, the twin servant of peace, and I am the creator and the host of American Muslim 360 Morning Show. Thank you very much. You have a blessed day. Again, assalamu alaikum.
Oh, how memorable is that? That is the voice of the founder of American Muslim 360 broadcast, and we are here, everyone, asking you to participate in the end of our year, 2019, end of the year telethon. That's for CWSC, the Community Wise Shura Conference, and American Muslim 360 broadcast. We're going to be sharing a little of the excerpt of Thomas's presentation on the study of God. But before we do that, we're going to share with you some more of the public service announcements. We have been on air for the last 2 days. Today's the third day, and we intend to be here through Friday evening. You can hear Principal Quran Shakir on Friday evening as she winds down the very last stretch. She is the last leg, if you will, that will bring everything in, and she will help us in this telethon. And if at all cost, you will hear some of the young minds and how they see AM 360 and how they're connecting to the vision of Community-Wide Shura Conference. And we'd like to share now, we pray that you have an understanding of what is meant by the parent corporation. You see, AM 360 is one of the intelligentsia. It is of CWSC. And it, along with the other intelligentsia, allows for the networking to happen, the collaboration to happen. CWSC, when you go to the cwsc.us, the website, and you scan through the menu, and you see all of the sponsors, the partners, and you see or read, rather, the information there. We know that you can trust CWSC with all of the efforts that are being put forth. This is just a drop in the bucket, so to speak, because we're only an AM 360, 10 years old, CWSC, 5 years old, and yet we have taken on the challenge. We have taken on that challenge, and we're going to share with you what the CEO says about taking on the challenge, and then we'll hear from
We don't run from challenges. We overcome any obstacle. We don't cower in the face of can't or too difficult. We find a way to make it happen through faith, work, and the power of the good internet. Don't seek results that are just ordinary, because a believer is supposed to be extraordinary. Who are we? We are the volunteers of the CWSC, ready, willing, and able to lend to the Creator a loan that will be added to and multiplied many times over. Think you have what it takes to be a CWSC volunteer? Then register with the NCNRD. Your talent, experience, and knowledge. Want to learn more? Visit CWSC.us. Look for the NCNRD today, and you too can help unleash and harness the power of the group intellect. And together, we can remake the world. This has been a public service announcement from Imam Abdul Hakim Abdullah, CEO of American Muslim 360 Radio, number one Islamic radio station in the nation. As-salamu alaykum.
You think you can face the challenge? Well, come on. Go to CWSC.us and click on MCNRD and the form that will appear, fill it out, and the rest will be history. You will be a part of the Model Community National Resource Directory. And the operative word there is resource. Resource. That means that you have placed an importance upon whatever Almighty God has blessed you with to impart. Are you a good listener? Are you a good reader? A writer? Well, there's much that you can participate with. Right now, we're going to go to, if we have any comments from anyone, press 1 on the phone, on your phone. If you want to leave comments on our comment line at 910-317-0297, we welcome you and we will give you a call back. And, of course, we're still at the 2,725 until we check our mailbox for the snail mail. We appreciate you who are sending in the snail mail, and we appreciate you who is right here listening to the end of the year telethon. We are thankful for your presence. All right, we're going to hear from some of Thomas's presentation on the study of God. Remember that? If you were present at the time, you know Thomas presented it in such a way it brought out a lot from all of us. So go with me here right now. This is going to have its presentation part, I'm sure, but take a listen.
Our goal this morning is the, as we say, the study of God. And they were going to take our lead from trust in Allah, trust, and I guess you can say trust in each other. It's going to be our topic for today, is trust. I'm going to give you one more announcement. That Saturday, tomorrow, D.C., there'll be a national march for Gaza citizens in front of the White House. In response to this ongoing massacre, a broad coalition of anti-war Muslims and Arab American groups have joined together to organize a national march on the White House on August 2nd at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And so please, if you are in the Washington, D.C. area, can be in the Washington, D.C. area, or the Washington, D.C. area, tomorrow, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, please go and, I don't know what the staging place is, I mean, actually, meeting in front of the White House, but they are going to be in front of the White House protesting this massacre of civilians in Gaza. Please go and be a part, inshallah, if you can or so inclined to do so. I'll make sure to give you that particular announcement. A couple of the program. Inshallah, we'll look them up and give you a couple of announcements. But anyway, today is Friday, Juma. We also use this day and this time to, what we say, the study of God, have conversation in and around the concept of perspective, better understanding God, we may say, Islam, Allah, but the whole concept. What is our perception, our perspective? How do we interact with? What do we believe? Things that we they come in contact with, the information, the knowledge that we have. And I say to better our lives, to be better followers, better worshipers, become a better understanding. I want to talk about trust this morning. Lining, maybe it's the glue that holds this thing together, is trust. And it's a two-way street, as they say. We trust Allah, and Allah trusts us. There's trust on both sides, and Allah puts a lot of trust in us as human beings. We have a tremendous amount of trust from God. Our limited free will is part of that trust. That God trusts us with something that he did not give to other beings. This limited free will. There are many levels, many things that we've been entrusted with. And you can say the trust is even part of the evidence that there is a God. It gives us where do we get this ability or abilities? Where did this come from? Why are we the only one who possess certain ability, power, faculty? Our faculties are such that they are superior to other beings' faculty. Allah has you.
Peace be upon you. Are you enjoying what you're hearing? If so, stay tuned. We'll be right back after these short messages. You are listening live to American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in all of the nation.
Assalamu alaikum. God's peace be upon you. This is an official update for dialing in to the Community Washer Conference and American Muslim 360. Now you can listen 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, by dialing 701-719-4197. You can listen to the pre-recorded presentations by the various hosts here at American Muslim 360 broadcast, or the live presentations. You will be pleased with what you hear, and we are thankful for your tuning in
to the most listened to Islamic station in the nation, where your voice is protected and your intellect respected. Please stay tuned for more information.
And we are here at the top of the hour, dear listening audience, and we thank you for being here. And should you listen back to this broadcast, you will know that we are in the midst of our telethon, the 2019 annual end of the year telethon. On behalf of CWSC AM 360, I thank you. I'm Martha Naila Abdullah, and we will return this evening at 6 to 9 p.m. Please join us, and as always, tell someone about AM 360 and CWSC. Go to cwsc.us, like us on Facebook, tweet us at CWSHURAA, or call the number where you can leave a comment or leave a question, whatever you have on your mind. That's 910-317-0297. And to join us tonight, 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253, or you can continue to listen by way of am360.org or the 701-719-4197. Please, by all means, join us and participate and become a contributor with American Muslim 360, allowing us to continue the stability that is needed for the community-wide Shura Conference and its intelligentsia. Until tonight, we say God's peace be upon you. Assalamu alaikum. Imam, be safe out there. And all of the other listeners, be safe. God's peace be upon you.